Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Joe and Cindy Farini talking about My Marriage Matters. They've been doing this for a long time on this station. We're so grateful to carry on that legacy here. You guys?
Good to be with you.
All right, so protecting marriage, it seems like kind of a broad topic. So where do we start with this? Are there times when marriages are more vulnerable to falling apart than others?
Well, I love this question because I feel like the couple that asked it really was looking ahead to the inevitable things that are going to happen in a marriage. So I started listing a few things that I thought maybe would be some of the potholes to look for. And actually, those potholes, it would be times of transition. So if couples kind of look ahead and say, hey, we have a time of transition coming ahead, I think that could kind of alert them to being protective of their marriage. So here's just a couple of them. I'll try to read through them kind of quickly. I'm having a baby, having a child graduate, maybe when you have a special needs child, just the challenges that come with that, children leaving home for college, marriage, careers, losing a job, as you know, in the couple, you know, if you lose a job, you were fired or downsized, retirement, moving to a new home, moving to a different city or state because of a job change, having to change the lifestyle that you have because you have a lower income, etc., and any kind of stress inducer, such as an illness, could be a problem too. So all of those things are things that we don't always expect are coming, or we don't always plan for that they're coming ahead. And so I think it's really important to do that planning. And so here's a couple of things I would think to do. So for instance, when Christina was getting married, one of the things I realized was that my time was going to be different with all the planning and everything. I was recognizing that that could really affect my marriage because, you know, one of our children is leaving and it could be hard. And so I decided to take an art class so that I would have my mind things and that I wouldn't just be kind of, you know, Nelly negative around the house. And so in that way, I felt like I was protecting myself. I was protecting my marriage. But also, in times of illness and things like that, I think it's so important that we always do things that are moving toward each other, like spending time together and really serving each other. I think if we continue to serve each other through these transitions, we will find that marriage is going to be very well protected. So those are a couple of my initial things.
I'm just curious, Cindy, not to pry, but what were some of those areas of pothole for you and Joe?
Well, definitely when we were learning about Joey's special needs, because they were far more than we were told initially. And so for us, in terms of protecting our marriage, one of the things that we did was make it a point that our marriage came first, even though there's an awful lot of attention that has to be put upon a child who has the kinds of needs that Joey has. And Joey, there's people who have children with far greater needs than Joey has. But so we had to make sure that, you know, we continued to date each other, that we continued to serve each other as we served Joey. And in that way, I think you really do protect your marriage because you're saying to each other, you mean that much to me that I'm willing to serve you in these ways. So for us with Joey, that would be Joe helping to get Joey ready for bed. And that gives me maybe a free moment or two to myself, mm-hmm. which says to me, I care about you. I love you. Our marriage is moving forward. That relationship is moving forward. Instead of him saying, you know, I really don't have time for that right now. Well, that just puts up a wall. And so there's no protection on that marriage in a really safe way.
Yeah. So, Dad, then do you have any thoughts on what other areas we should protect our marriage in to keep it strong and healthy?
Well, I think just continuing playing off of what Mom had said there, you know, during these times of transition, it's absolutely critical that we as married couples need to stay really in tune with our spouse's concerns, their fears, and their anxieties. You know, married couples need to be just very sensitive to each other as they enter new phases of their life, and they're searching and scrambling to find a new normal. for their life, because I mean, I'm just listening to her go through that list of things. I'm stressed just listening to that list.
Same.
But you know, but these times require just that we become more focused on each other. Unfortunately, sadly, what we see happen a lot of times is that when couples go into these transition times, one spouse just begins to isolate from the other spouse. And you know, if you see this drift taking place, then either one or both, you need to put into place a game plan to restore oneness back into that marriage. And the best way to do that is to be very intentional about increasing the companionship level in your marriage. And Mom had talked about that quite a bit there with actively dating each other. I think that's so important. But as I thought about this topic here, I thought, you know, dealing with these potholes in the road of marriage is a lot like driving the streets of Cleveland after winter, you know? I mean, these potholes, they just keep coming at you one after another. And we just need to be careful how we navigate through these hazardous conditions. And you know, as married couples, we just need to hold on to each other just a little bit more tightly and closer during these times, and share more openly with each other, and then listen more carefully to what each is saying. Mm-hmm. And be more discerning when these hazardous conditions arise in your marriage. And first, I got to tell you, when I think about these difficult adjustments that we all need to make during these transition times, I'm just so thankful that God invented marriage. Mm-hmm. Personally,
why is that?
Well, I think it's because that you know, God saw the need that man will have, not just I'm talking man and woman, and that the need that man has for a companion. Mm-hmm. And we just need to be very vigilant and very mindful at all times that to make sure that our marriages are the very best they can be. And having a loving, compassionate spouse is why I think one of the greatest gifts that God has provided for me personally. And but pursuing marriage, actually, as you know, is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And that will never end until death do us part. So I'm just so grateful that God has provided really a clear blueprint for making marriages the very best that it can be, and then allow our marriages to flourish, especially during these times of transition.
Well, do you think that there's an age that it gets easier or more difficult to be protective of your marriage?
Well, I think that no matter what age your marriage is, you still need to be proactive, always moving together. I think that it's never going to change. We are always going to have something on the horizon. We just don't see it yet. And that's the hard part. But, you know, just to take a step back, you know, when I hurt my feet back in January, it really required for Dad to take care of me and to do more around the house and things here. And I just think when we serve each other, there is such a blessing in that. And one, other people see it, but then also we experience it. And so as we're served by one another, I think that's one way to really protect our marriage. And I love that Dad said, you know, be careful not to isolate, because that is so much our human response, isn't it? To just be like, well, you know, he or she didn't do this, so I'm not going to do that. So one of us has to take that first next step. And, you know, it's going to look different in every marriage, but marriage is a challenge and it's a joy. And I think when we early in our marriage start making these right kinds of steps, later on in your marriage, I think it just the benefits of it just become so beautiful. And I sometimes wake up in the morning and I just think, wow, like I'm still married. We've gone through so many different things. Life has not been perfect, but God has given us to each other. And I'm thankful for that. And it's a road that is a difficult road for some to travel, but serving one another, loving one another is going to help us get through that.
Well, I'm thankful because you're my parents. So thanks for providing a good blueprint, like Dad likes to say, for marriage and for all of us. So thanks so much for joining us for your weekly My Marriage Matters segment.
Thank you.
If people want to connect with you, they go to joefarini.com, cindyfarini.com, or go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. If you need some help, just go to brianandkathleen.org and we'll help you out. All right? We look forward to talking to you next week, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
have
guys.
A good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.